Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Agriculture Ministry hosts Radio Larceny Workshop. We look at that and more after the break. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Good morning.
If you want your passport the next day, or in 3 days' time, come to Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency. ICA is your answer for speedy passport services. 3 day or next day service in emergency.
Passport expire.
ICA.
But you need to travel.
ICA.
Don't change your plan.
ICA.
We will lend a hand.
ICA. If you want your passport the next day, or in 3 days' time, come to Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries recently hosted a one-day workshop to discuss and formulate new strategies aimed at arresting the problem of predial larceny. The move is part of the government's campaign to stamp out the practice, which costs the agriculture industry $5 billion in losses annually. From the workshop, a national plan of action, including participation from the police, farmers, other agricultural and legal representatives, is to be arrived at. The forum also examined critical matters of law enforcement, traceability, institutional strengthening, and compliance. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark says predial larceny is still a major challenge despite the implementation of a number of measures in recent times, such as the receipt book system and increased policing.
This scourge has been driving many farmers out of agricultural production. And in instances where new players want to come onto the field, they are fearful and they don't feel encouraged so to do, because they do not believe that they will be able to reap what they sow.
He, however, notes that progress has been made and new measures are being formulated to further tackle the problem. The minister has partnered with the police to address predial larceny. Assistant Commissioner of Police Ray Palmer says this has led to the development of a predial larceny prevention strategy in the operation plans of all police divisions, among other things.
We have named the operations officer on each division as the predial larceny prevention partner. That officer, along with an assistant, has primary responsibility for dealing with
The police also carry out regular stop and search of vehicles transporting agricultural produce to identify and address breaches of the Predial Larceny Act, conduct predial larceny seminars and workshops, and develop the capabilities of farmers through training. In addition to the measures already executed, the ministry is working on other initiatives to deal with the issue of predial larceny. These include the implementation of a National Animal Identification and Traceability System, the AITS, for cattle. This will be coordinated, administered, and controlled by the Veterinary Services Division and reinforced by the Rural Agricultural Development Authority and the Jamaica Agricultural Society. Large farmers and breeders associations will also be involved in tagging and data entry operations, while the ultimate responsibility for identifying and registering animals and their movements would remain with the owners. A central register of animal establishments is also being proposed as a prerequisite for the implementation of the AITS. The register will contain all relevant information for each establishment, such as an identification code, address, keeper's information, animal species, and the type of operation. All animals being transported would be required to have identification with an up-to-date passport. The Anti-Predial Larceny Stakeholders Workshop was held as part of each Jamaican Month 2013 activities. The proverb for this morning is, rat belly full, potato have skin. Translation, when a rat's belly is full, potato has skin. This means that when you are not in need, you can afford to be overly selective. And that has brought us to the end of this morning's program. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.